About 2008, I got a phone call from a woman who said she was doing a documentary on glass. Had seen some large windows I'd done, and would I meet with her and her cinematographer for an interview? And did I know any other glass artists whose work was in the area they could interest? Sure, I was skeptical. Us artists get inquiries all the time from publishing outfits that want to include us in their compendium of modern art. Mostly a scam to get us to buy expensive coffee table-sized copies for our friends and family. Show them how important we are now. But I thought, why not talk to these people? No harm in that. No money has to be passed when they inevitably ask if I'll fund their project. Just a couple of lost hours. I had plenty of hours to lose and, well, no money for wild-eyed investments. The day they arrived, I had some crud or cold or flu, the usual yearly malady. I felt rotten. I looked rotten. I probably sounded rotten as they interviewed me about my work, photographed me in a beat-up hat and a torn coat, then packed up their gear and went back to Seattle. A few weeks later, they had edited their pilot film, Fire and Glass, and planned to take it to PBS where they would pitch it to the executives there. Would I consider, assuming they got funding in the public TV buy-in, would I consider being a narrator? I guess Dale Chihuly or David Attenborough were busy, but since I wasn't, I said I'd love to. They said I'd be the face of modern stained glass, start with America, next season hit other countries, see how it goes. You can maybe imagine the fantasies that played through my mind. I'd be the Rick Steves of the glass world, hopscotching from cathedrals to courthouses, introducing the viewer to fantastic glass murals from the South End to Tokyo, expounding on design and blown glass, educating a TV audience to the wonders of contemporary stained glass. And whoa-ho, a lot of those examples, you guessed it, would be mine. I, of course, as your guide to the world of glass, would be properly modest. Well, timing is everything, and it so happened that the Great Recession hit right before the months they pitched the project to prospective funders. Money had dried up, and whatever dreams my handlers had dried up too. C'est la vie. Another road not traveled. Another life not lived. I'm not a man who looks back with regret, but I do look back and wonder where those forks might have led. It's a pretty notion to imagine what-ifs. Let the possibilities play out and try to guess at unforeseen consequences. Sure, I would have liked to highlight the modern glasswork that rarely gets publicity, the murals that transform our secular cathedrals, the ones basically ignored by the art world. But I can also picture myself stepping out of the glass shack, never having time to build another window myself. Maybe not caring, but maybe looking back and realizing I'd stopped being an artist and become instead a pitch man. Since then, I've built a few dozen murals of glass that might never have been built if I'd taken that gig, if the funding had come through, if. It was a close brush with celebrity, assuming I didn't fall flat on my face. Us moths are better off avoiding the flame, and us artists, I suspect, might be better off avoiding fame.